This week, United Airlines launched the first direct flights between the U.S. and Vietnam in nearly 3 decades. It was a fitting end to a year that's seen trade between the two countries double. The U.S. and Vietnam restored relations in 1995, but a number of analysts say only last year did the Vietnamese government decide to intensively court the U.S. Today, the U.S. is Vietnam's largest export market. We caught up with the head of Vietnam's Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Relations. Ambassador Thuan Nhu Thi Ninh sat down with us at the Cosmos Club here in Washington. She's in the midst of a 3-week tour of the U.S. She says the U.S. economy is key to Vietnam's future.
It means job creation, it means wealth creation, and it means capacity building.
Not that breaking into the American market's been easy. The Department of Commerce found that Vietnam was exporting catfish at below-market prices. It imposed double-digit tariffs. But Ambassador Ninh says the case taught the Vietnamese how to get things done in Washington.
We've learned some. So now you may have noticed that the DOC reduced the tariffs, and so
the Department of Commerce.
Yes, Department of Commerce. And so the tariffs are lower than they were initially. And that's thanks to the Association of Seafood Exporters in Vietnam, VASEP, worked hand in hand with a law firm here. And, I suppose they defended their case convincingly enough for it to be lowered. So, it's a kind of victory in the learning curve of how to deal, to do business with such a mature and complex and complicated economy and market as the U.S.
Vietnam still faces obstacles. It wants to join the World Trade Organization, but Republican Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas has threatened to oppose this because of human rights concerns. Ambassador Ninh says the main goal of her visit to the U.S. is to foster personal relations. She hopes to dispel misperceptions she says Vietnamese and Americans still hold of each other.
Because of the past, some people in Vietnam are still suspicious of things American. The war, it's already 30 years ago, but it's only 30 years ago. So when I was ambassador in Brussels, I was told that in Luxembourg, that tiny, tiny Luxembourg, 450,000 people, there were a few cafe coffee shops where they still don't serve to the Germans. And that's 60 years after the end of the Second World War, meaning that Vietnamese are humans, meaning it's understandable. Just as over here, some veterans, most of the veterans want to heal and bond, and that's the beauty of, in fact, the relationship. But there are still a few veterans who just at the mere mention of the Vietnamese government or something like that, I think they just shut off,
Tell me, who are you meeting with on your trip here?
This time it's all outside Congress and government. It's really other segments of society. So academe, think tanks, and I was going to say the Vietnamese American community.
How's that going?
There is over here 1.5 million overseas Vietnamese Americans of Vietnamese origin, and I hope that will be the answer to some of the local vocal groups who do not want to have anything to do with present-day Vietnam. As we say in Vietnamese, they don't want to share the same skies with us. Too bad.
A number of Vietnamese who've came to this country
Yes. And
during the war,
yes.
they still are suspicious
Well, no,
of
not
you.
just suspicious. They are still Cold War, They say we don't want to have, we should not have anything to do with communist Vietnam. They cannot forgive the present regime.
So how can you win them over?
What I have found is the vast majority, provided certain conditions are given, they are interested. They visit back and they want to do things. Some of them want to publish because they still write, the elder generation, they write in Vietnamese, poems, novels. And the readership, where is it? Well, it's mostly in Vietnam. Well, there is 1.5 million here. But half of them hardly read Vietnamese anymore. I mean, the second generation, they speak a little bit, but I'm sure they don't read. So poems in Vietnamese, who's going to read them? The 80 million of all ages back in Vietnam. So
you're going to go back and broker some literary deals.
Yes, I mean, they really asked me to, please, you know, it's important. We need the Vietnamese readership, so do something to help us publish in Vietnam.
Ambassador Ng is also using her trip to press an issue that's become increasingly urgent back home. Vietnamese harmed by Agent Orange want compensation. They filed a civil suit in federal district court in Brooklyn, and a judge is to decide whether to take up that case in February.
The whole idea is the relationship has matured enough. If the U.S. side can mention MIA, I think I wholly support the idea that we should do it on our side, you know, of mentioning things that concern us, things that are our pain, things that are our losses. So we have so many Agent Orange victims, so many men and women, you know, have been exposed to the herbicides and particularly Agent Orange, that, you know, it is only morally important. It's morally important that there is recognition of responsibility. And so we also need to say things that may make each other a little bit uncomfortable. But I think it's time for the U.S. side, the men of goodwill on the American side, men and women, you know, to look into that. It's only fair, to the Vietnamese people.
Earlier this year, there was some talk that perhaps Vietnam's prime minister might visit Washington.
Yes, I know.
Are there any plans for that?
I think it's somewhere still in the pipeline, but last year was election year. Yeah. So nobody prevents us from thinking that why not 2005, which is a very, important year.
10 years
after
the restoration of relations.
Yeah.
Ambassador Thuan Nhu Thi Ninh chairs the Committee on Foreign Relations in the Vietnamese National Assembly. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.